Blog Talk Radio.
A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I'm the host for the show. Today, we are discussing spiritual warfare. And the term that you may have heard in church, you may have heard it in talking about different cults, you may have heard it in books about, thriller sci-fis or anything like that, something like spiritual warfare. So when you deal with another realm and they think that it's like demonic, or maybe if it's not as evil, it's associated with something other than God, and most of the time through prayer and reading the Bible and going to church and fellowshipping, and also sometimes by leading a healthy lifestyle and dealing with doctors, doing your well visits, and eating healthy and staying active. It wards off a lot of evil spirits. And then sometimes if you find in the midst of everything good that you're doing that there's still some availability of evil, then we have to try to talk to our psychiatric doctors, our mental health providers, and we have to talk to sometimes even spiritual doctors. Even myself in my course, we've had a chance to go to Brooklyn, and we spoke to a spiritual doctor there, and we did a spiritual cleanse, which was a bath, and you had to allow people you didn't know to, mix an herb bath, and, you didn't have to sit down in soap, but they poured it over top of you in the shower, and you had to do it in the nude. So sometimes be careful of spiritual doctors and male and female people who know how to do spiritual cleanse, or root doctors that can give you something to rub on your skin or something to put inside your body, or any type of cleanse they may have to do, because sometimes the techniques are old-fashioned and they don't replace a doctor's visit. Sometimes you may get something like a Vaseline or something from a root doctor, but had you gone to the doctor at the hospital, you may have gotten an antibiotic, an antiviral. You may have gotten something like a topical skin cream, and then you may have found that you would have got clean gauzes. You would have had to follow up with a visit, and then there could have been a series of other medications that you would have been able to achieve that would heal you quickly so that you don't relapse. So sometimes it's not the worst thing to do when they can pray over you and they can move spirits and they can give you a holy water or something like that, or a healing balm, or a tonic. But don't replace these spiritual doctors and their prayers with going to the medical health system that we have here in America, because it's just not, you can have both, but you can't have you don't go to the spirit doctor without seeing a normal doctor, but you can go to a normal doctor without seeing spirit doctors. And we found here in America recently, in our spiritual travels and our understanding, of foods here and religious understanding, because sometimes too much of a modgepodge of religious nations end up with spiritual battles. And, so we want to be careful with who you pick as your primary doctor. We sometimes pick people from, other nations, Islam, Jerusalem, Haiti, Puerto Rico, which is now American state. So, it's going to take some time for them to, get all the way here. They have some old practices, and everyone has old practices. Some have home remedies, what we would call it, and then other people have, which go with straight medical science. You have to be, you have to be informed. If your medical doctor, is telling you to drink a lot of tea or drink a lot of, juice, if he's telling you that he also works with wellness and, home remedies and, just natural healing, then you have to understand, too, that, it depending on how you want to live your life, and you want to get rid of pain, you want to get rid of disease, you want to get rid of, poor weight, low weight class, you want to get rid of a lot of things, then you have to take traditional medicine. And then, part of the holistic value and the wellness value, then eating a lot of vegetables probably will help you after you've taken your medication and recovered. Drinking a lot of tonic probably will help you to ward off new disease. But, to get that ultimate healing, we have to worry about, who our doctors are. And we have to try to get, if you are American, you was born in America, you went through your immunization as a child, you went through, the American school system, and you're that much American that you were born here and that you, have American understanding and mostly you have American doctors, then you should try to keep an American doctor. Sometimes if you're, my name is Tammy Jordan. We're here at Ethereal Parent on Blog Talk Radio, and we're talking about spiritual warfare. And we're talking about, they sometimes tell you that it's demonic and it's evil and, it's an idle mind and it's because you haven't gone to church or it's because you haven't prayed or you haven't lifted a Bible or you haven't had a, spiritual prayer with you that wards off demons, that you're overlapping too many cultures, that someone in your life deals witchcraft, Wicca, Orisha, voodoo, or some other type of dark magic, black magic, which with the blacks, a lot of you have black magic, and all type of, experimental, cultish type behavior. Gang warfare sometimes have, some type of dark magic with them. They're sometimes dealing with voodoo. They deal with Spanish and Mexican magic. Sometimes you'll have spirits there that can help you fight a battle, and you feel stronger, you can hit harder. These are spirits that we need to ward off as well as we enter battle. It speaks of it in the Bible. If you enter into warfare, go pray first and then ward off all spirits. Look, if you have, intuition where you can see premonitions and know what's going to happen ahead of time, look into the situation, ward off the most of the evil, ward off the whole everything that you can, and at the very least, if you do not know what to do, a lot of them fled, so F-L-E-D, fled means to run away, to call off the battle, to stop the fight, to make sure the fight doesn't happen, not to show up, to make sure that you, are not available to people who have these powers so that you can be used or beaten or injured or even killed in a spiritual battle where there is spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare is not always a physical fight. Sometimes it's abuse of the mind. Sometimes it's sexual aggression all the time, and it's just not aggressive. It's just sex, the nice sex, the good sex, the soft sex. Sometimes spirits are, come in and make sex much better, make people who are short, have longer, terms. That's what I mean by that, where people do not have a long libido. They don't last a long time. They're only about 2 or 3 minutes, before there's, a climax. Here we have people going to root doctors, spiritual doctors, mixing up with other mental ill people, where the body blacks out and someone else takes over, then you had 2 minutes, someone else has 2 minutes, then this person was one individual and it seemed like you went 6 minutes and you were supposed to be a 2 minute man. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes it's not appropriate to deal with people who like to lust and talk about sex all the time, because there's usually something dark that's going to happen in order for them to continue on, providing this sexual level. So we don't like to, get our sex outside of male, female, bisexual situations. The gay community, lesbian, transgender, they all use spiritual warfare in their sexuality. They have to be protected unless, you get a sexually transmitted disease or there's some type of sexual transmission of any other foreign matter. They have to be able to protect themselves, to black out and let, a skinny little lady that was, transvestite blacks out and then a big fat man, wants to fight you, and then, that's like a hallucinate, sometimes you hallucinate with these people as well, because transgenders come out beautiful. They look better than women. They have on, prettier hair pieces. Everything looks natural. The skin is better. It looks like, the body is shaped any way they want. The clothes fit. But sometimes that's a delusion. Sometimes that's illusion. Sometimes that's magic. Sometimes that's spirituality overlays. Sometimes you pick all of the magic off, you'll see that they look raggedy sometimes and tattered or no better than anyone, or you can see that the makeup is out of place, or you can see that the individual is not as beautiful as you thought, not as soft as a woman, not a real woman, not a natural woman, and didn't feel womanly at all. You know, it's sometimes it's just a magic overlay right to the skin and right to the eye, you know, you can perceive. But sometimes when you want to know more and you research and you study, then you can see that, you know, there's a lot of spirituality there. There's a lot of illusion. There's a lot of delusion. There's a lot of hallucinations going on when you, you know, deal with these people right readily. Usually they're reproached to society, and usually you don't give them a chance to get on all that magic because they're not liked that often. When you get a city like Asbury Park and there are gay bars like George's and there are gay bars all around, you know, the beach area and all around, you know, the town area, Main Street area, then you see a lot of people who get drunk and say, you're a person and I don't care about your sexuality. I'll talk to you tonight. We're drinking together. And from there, you know, they start to get acceptance. I saw someone that I know who's stronger than me speaking to a gay person, so I spoke to that gay person. Now every time I'm around town, the person is with me, he's with the other people, we're all getting together, and we're sending the wrong message to the community. And before you know it, you have an influx of gays, and then you become a gay city with the gay flag, and then you have a lot of spirituality that you understand, you have a lot of STDs that you don't understand, you have other sexual transmission of foreign matter that you don't understand, you get, you know, people, you know, get killed, people get raped and abused, and sometimes, you know, there's even a spiritual warfare where there's called, and this is explicit and the show is rated R, they say ghost riders. So sometimes you can be alone and feel, you know, something that street name is Ghost Rider, but when I talked to the doctor about it, they just said these situations are symptoms of being raped, sexually assaulted, and abused, and sometimes your body can feel things that maybe, you know, just feel things, and there are symptoms of some type of mental health pattern or physical health pattern, and you need to get medication and, you know, do a doctor's remedy, traditional doctor. You know, you need to take something for mental health or some type of, you know, disease, you know, inhibitors, blockers, whatever you can take, and antipsychotic medications and, you know, these, and, you know, different type of medications that will different type of medications that will help you to block off and fend off the type of feelings that you're perceiving. And sometimes if you do it with your friends or, you know, you find out that there's spirituality and you go to the, you know, these adult bookstores or adult stores, you find out that they can help you along with having a better sex life, and you can, you know, buy these things, but it comes with a spirit, and then sometimes you can't get the spirit off in time. And with that, you have to go maybe to the emergency room, back to that store, to your special doctor and root doctor, and ask them how to get off the spirit. You know, women have been hurt like that. Men have been hurt. You know, they go in to be with a woman naturally, and then the man gets something that he didn't get sodomized, a way that he didn't expect. And so you have to, you know, go to the doctor, talk to your psychiatric about it, and talk with you know, normal physical doctors, internal medicine doctors, your primary care physicians. You have to tell them, like, that you were trying to do something good with a woman, or you were experimenting with some type of sex with your friends, and someone brought something that hurt you, damaged your body, or, you know, where you felt abused, and that you have to report that, you know, sometimes even to the police, because of sexual assault, you know, sexual abuse, and it could be a traumatic experience, you know, depending on if you're beaten by a spirit or, you know, or a physical person becomes, you know, blacked out and, you know, goes into, you know, a fight where they beat you. So it's a lot that we have, you know, you have to stay in discovery, and you have to stay well-read. You have to talk to your doctors if you don't know anything, and, you know, you have to stay, you know, within doctor care, family care. You have to talk with your relatives. You have to let people know that sometimes it's strictly environmental, and if you're around the wrong crowd, in the wrong house, or you're living with people who, you know, work spirituality often, and if they're in a spiritual battle, if they have mental health issues, if they have behavior health issues, sometimes mental health issues are one thing, you think things but you don't do them, but behavior health seems to be another situation where you think things and then you act out. And then this causes crime sometimes, and sometimes it causes, you know, upset, you know, it makes people nervous, it makes people scared, you know, and, you know, it's a violation all the way, you know, so you have to make sure that your environment is a safe, healthy environment. You're living a healthy lifestyle. And then whatever else you can peel off with a healthy life and a healthy lifestyle and a healthy environment, then after that you can seek, you know, with that you definitely seek care. And if you're in the midst of it, it's a crisis, you know, and it's a traumatic experience. And even in the midst, you can find help. So that's our show for this time. Until next time.